welcome everybody to the fifth episode of After Dark Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Josh, and today we are joined by Steven, Andrew, and our newest member, Chad. He's going to be part of our regular cast because a lot of life circumstances come up with Nick, it seems like, every episode. And we also, with the same thing with Elijah. So everybody say hi to Chad.
Hi to Chad.
Hi, guys.
How you doing today, Chad?
Doing all right. Just having an easy day. Spring break.
Oh, yeah, it is spring break for you, isn't it?
It is.
Some of us have graduated, and, you know, we're on a lifelong spring break.
Hey, Mr. Adult. Jeez.
And some of us work for a living and have to work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Cough. Well, that's part of the lifelong spring break, Steven. At least you get your evenings, think of it that way. Regardless, though, we're glad everybody's here on the podcast. So let's just go around today. And question of the day is going to be, what is your most hated gaming community, in your opinion? What game community do you hate the most? So start and obviously what you're playing and just a little update about you. So obviously, as I mentioned earlier, I'm Josh, I'm the host. And right now, I am playing Bioshock 2, getting ready for Bioshock Infinite. I've never played Bioshock 2, but so far it's been a pretty decent game. Gameplay's still the same as Bioshock 1, and the story's pretty average compared to number 1's. But I'm playing through it on hard difficulty, and things become really, really hard when you step up from normal to hard. It's the only other game I've ever played on hard outside of Dead Space 3, so it's been pretty good. But if I had to pick a most hated gaming community, Steven knows my runner-up would be the Pokemon community. Oh, the trolling days of Steven and I. Do you remember those, Steven?
Logging needs to die in fire.
Yep, exactly. But my actually most hated game community, I have to say, is the fighting game community. They're a bunch of, let's put it bluntly, pricks. If you're a fan of fighting games or you claim yourself to be one, that's completely fine. I'm just saying the majority of fighting gamers are not pleasant people to interact with, nor is their community. So I'm going to pass it on now to Andrew. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yep. Same old, same old?
Yeah, same old, same old. I think I'm starting to enter a little bit of a gaming slump here because I recently just got 100% in two video games, and now I'm like, crap, what do I play now?
Oh, everybody wave your hands. We got a badass over here.
Yeah.
Are you an achievement whore, Andrew?
I am. I totally am. I go for 100% all the time.
you have PS3, correct?
Correct, yes.
So, I'm sorry, a trophy whore.
Same thing.
Same thing, same difference, but in PlayStation, you have the platinum trophies, right?
Yes. I got two platinums this past week.
What on what two games?
I got the platinum for Last Rebellion, which took an incredibly short time to get, and I got the platinum in Just Cause 2.
Where your driving still needs to be improved upon.
I'm a good driver. I was just in a rush that time.
Uh-huh. The car door, the trunk door. The entire roof was gone, Andrew.
Everyone in the car made it out alive.
That's because we all tucked and rolled. Anyway, that's not the point. So, what game you playing and what most hated gaming community? Like, they just drive you up the wall.
Well, it's actually the same game. I am currently playing Minecraft to pass the time until I can think of something else or something new to do. And I am playing offline because I hate the online gaming community for Minecraft.
Steven, are you clapping back there?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Who is that? Who is that?
Wasn't me. That was me. I agree.
So, is that all wrapped into one thing of you're playing Minecraft and you hate that community?
Yes.
Why do you hate the community?
Because everything is coming down to PvP in online or in Minecraft online these days. It's what are you doing? Well, I'm trying to make this recreation of I killed you and took all your stuff. You son of a bitch. I am trying to express my creative side in blocky 3D form, and you're here over there with your diamond sword just killing everything that moves. This is not what the game is for. Go play Call of Duty.
Maybe they should just take off the PvP.
Yeah, some people do that, but not enough.
Yeah. Maybe you should just hire people on the game and, like, reward them with, like, blocky diamond spheres or something.
I would, but I'm the kind of player who prefers to collect everything by hand and not just generate items. So it takes me a while to get there. And by the time I got to the point where I'd be able to do that, I would just be too infuriated with everyone already. So
makes sense. Makes sense. Let's turn our attention now to Steven. Steven, how are you doing today? What game are you currently playing, and most hated gaming community ever?
I'm doing good. I just finished Mirror Fate 100%, so I'm going through that again on hardcore, and I'm also starting up Etrian Odyssey 4. Hated gaming community. Anybody who's ever been to Heroes of New Earth, their forums, this is a PC game, they know what I'm talking about. They're terrible. Like, even the devs will come in and start trash-talking you. Like, oh, what? You're having a problem with the game? It's not a bug, I swear. You just suck. Second to that, probably Riot. It's like everybody... Riot runs League of Legends, another online game. Yeah. Similar game style to Heroes of New Earth. Every player, I'm convinced, in that game has a massive hard-on for themselves. So, you try to ask anything, anything remotely serious, and it's like, and that's about it. So yeah,
that is completely true. I have a few. Most of my friends play League of Legends, and most of them are like that.
In
person, they are great people, but online and when they're playing League of Legends, I just stay away.
Wow. Chad, don't you play League of Legends?
Avidly. a lot.
Awkward conversation all of a sudden.
I play League too. I'm a total douche. In this league. Well, the point, I'm just saying, the community sucks. I'm going to agree a part of the problem. But I'm just saying, I hate it.
I have to be the only nice person who plays League of Legends. Like, I never rage. I think I rage quit once because I died like 15 times in 5 minutes. I'm pretty sure I was getting hacked. But most of the League community is absolutely awful. And I don't know, the community can't fix itself because they drive them all off running Smurfs. So it's like all the nice people only get to level 2 and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Oh, dag.
Yeah.
It's a little sad.
It's
speaking of Chad, though, Chad, how you doing today? What video game you playing right now, and most hated gaming community?
Well, obviously I'm playing League of Legends, but I'm also playing Halo 4. I'm a little behind. I'm really, really bad at Halo 4, or Halo in general, so I'm trying to get better at that, you know, for my party skills. And my most hated gaming community is not Riot. It is... Call of Duty, because, you know, lots of people use mics in Call of Duty, and I just hate hearing cursing, prepubescent boys screaming noob.
I'll wreck like, you, bro!
You're not even old enough to, like, pick up one of these guns. It would be too heavy for you, and you want to scream noob at the guy who managed to die one time. Like, you are 0-10. You should just leave and wait until you... exit your awkward years. So, I rage pretty hard at Call of Duty.
I think most people rage hard at Call of Duty just because it's the Call of Duty community that... If it's not Call of Duty, obviously it's wrong. Hey, you should play this Skyrim game. No! I shall play Call of Duty. Duty good. I said duty.
The map's not broken? I don't want to play that.
The map's linear. It only has 4 rooms and I get all my weapons? Sweet. Best maps ever. Oh, my goodness. I can say, Chad, as a Halo fan, yes, I hate the Call of Duty community, too, but I still say they don't come anywhere close to the fighting game, but, oh, I that's why I can't play Call of Duty. So, very, very unfortunate. So, well, with that said, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about winter wrap-up, wrapping up the 2012 holiday season, and all of us sharing games that we haven't played yet or plan to pick up, hopefully. And all as a group, everyone decide what game you're going to play from it. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the first segment of After Dark Podcast. Before we hop into our first roundtable discussion of the day, as usual, we got some game announcements that came out last week and some upcoming games coming up this week. Last week, obviously, big game probably was StarCraft II, Heart of the Swarm. Got an 84%, roughly holding a B, like a middle to B minus game. IGN, GameSpot, and Game Informer didn't review it, but a lot of the industry that did, including Game Trailers and Kotaku, said pick it up, you'll love it. If you're a StarCraft fan, you'll probably waste more and more hours than you should. Then, of course, next was God of War Ascension. Came out, and it's holding about an 80% or a solid B minus. A lot of them gave it the highest was probably Game Trailers gave it an 83, but most across the industry are giving it an 80. Kotaku said pick it up, but just understand there's going to be some flaws. And it's what's sad is they say this is an 80% game and probably one of the best ones in the series. Leave that to you. Next one that came out was, ironically, the first big game for the Wii U, probably, and that was LEGO City Undercover. And it came out with a 79%. It's holding a very, very strong C-plus rating, but if that speaks anything for the Wii U, I think we should all be worried. But highest one was Game Informer, and they gave it an 85%. Lowest one was GameSpot, and just some others, they gave it an 80. They say it's fun, it's Legos, go pick it up. It is what it is for the Wii U. And then finally, arcade game that came out was Darkstalkers Resurrection, holding about 79%. A lot of people don't look at arcade games anymore, but the only one that picked it up was GameSpot and OXM, and they both gave it an 8.0. So those are your games from last week. And coming up this week, we got a huge, huge week full of games. We got Gears of War Judgment coming out for the Xbox 360, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate coming out for the Wii U and the 3DS, The Walking Dead Survival Instinct for the PS3, Xbox, and Windows. Need for Speed Most Wanted. It came out last year, but it's going for the Wii U. All those coming out March 19th. Hyperdimensional Neptuna Victory for the PlayStation 3 for all you JRPG fans. Coming out March 21st. Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon for the 3DS March 24th. And finally, fan favorite, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity for a 3DS for March 24th. Winding up the March crazy month of March, but games still keep coming out, and just remember, still, we're only about 2 weeks away from a great game called Bioshock Infinite. So, but that's all the games and stuff, so let's head right into our first segment of Winter Wrap-Up. A lot of games came out roughly between October and December of 2012, ranging from 360 to PS3, 3DS, a lot of good games came out, meaning our wallets probably cried a couple times, or we have some stuff on our shelves that we haven't played. So we're going to share with y'all a couple games that we might own, plan to pick up, or just looking at. And after we go through the month of March of what games we want to play, we are going to go back to that game and completely beat that game and tell y'all what we think of our opinion on it. So who wants to start? I'll leave it open to whoever wants to hop in. Wow, nobody wanted to hop in
all
on
right,
that.
All right, fine, I'll go first. If no one else wants to, really.
Hey, I'm the host. I can pick somebody. I'll pick Andrew.
Oh, okay.
There we go. So, okay, Andrew, what three games that came out over 2012 that you own, looking at getting, or just had an interest in that you wanted to play but weren't sure, or, you just want to play them and leave it to us to pick what game you should play?
Right, well, these are all going to be games that I don't have, because I usually play through all the ones that I do get Usually. Occasionally I get something that's so bad I just have to put it down and walk away and sell it on Amazon a week later. But
don't be hating on Echo the Dolphin. Don't be hating.
I actually liked Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, wow.
Anyways. So. Right. This past holiday season, the main game that caught my eye that I didn't get a chance to pick up was Dishonored. Which...
Oh, Dishonored. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen previews of that.
Yeah, the previews looked pretty good, and from what I read about the game, seemed like a fun premise. Never got around to it.
I had a friend come up, and he played it on the 360, and it looked very, very Skyrim-ish.
Yeah, that'd be good. I love Skyrim. Another game I got 100% on. Not including the DLC, because, you know, unfortunately, I played on a PS3.
Andrew, this is why we promote the 90% thing, because you go through your games and actually, you know, play them all the way through. Anyway, though, continue with your other two games, though.
So, another game I was looking at was Lego Lord of the Rings. Like most kids, I loved playing with Legos growing up. Before I had video games, it was the main focus of my free time. And I remember picking up Lego Star Wars for the first time, since I was also a pretty big Star Wars fan, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. So I bought all three of the Lego Star Wars games, and Lord of the Rings has been another series that I've been in love with, so that one's also pretty high on my must-have list, or must-try list.
Yep.
And my third pick would be one I noticed a while ago, but kind of pushed it to the back of my mind, didn't think about it too much, came up recently when I thought about this, was Hitman Absolution. And I've never really gotten into the Hitman series, but just from the title alone, I can understand how it might be something I could enjoy. So it'd be worth taking a closer look at for me.
Sounds like a good selection of games. What do y'all think, guys? What should he go with?
Hitman.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Hitman.
Oh, I'm in the minority of... I think you should pick up Dishonored, but they have spoken, so you should pick up Hitman and tell us how good it is or how bad it is.
All right, Hitman it is.
I'm not saying not to play Dishonored. I'm just saying I've...
Apparently someone's not a Dishonored person.
No. Regardless. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying not to play Dishonored. I enjoy it.
That's the one that you saw the best up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Oh, hey, look. Since Steven spoke up, he's next. Let's move on to Steven. Steven, what three games are you looking at? What three games do you own? Or just what three games in general? So,
part of the problem is I also 100% my games. The exception being Codorcus because I misplaced my cartridge. I have to find it. But
did you put it in the washing machine?
No, that one did not get washed. I think.
Okay.
So yeah, a couple games came out. Most of them I can get for download. None of these games I have yet. Because there are games that I am starting and I'm like halfway through, but no, you want new games. So Coda Princess. I enjoyed the company that's putting it out. It's like it's got a bunch of names that I'm reasonably familiar with and fond of. So I'm looking at picking that up. Also, people might hate me. Adventure Time. I love the show. I love the show to death. It's adorable. I played the demo of the game, and I've just been putting off buying the game because I know I would just beat the thing as soon as possible the second I buy it. And then finally, one that more people I seem to know enjoy. Paper Mario, the new one, Sticker Star. I thought about it. I hesitated. I haven't bought it yet. That's another of those three games. So.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. What games do y'all think he should go with?
I'd say Adventure Time.
Adventure Time, what about you, Chad?
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Adventure Time. No. Incoming rage. But
oh, man,
if you like that, man, go for it.
So we have a Adventure Time and
Adventure Time and a half.
Steven, just to break any type of tie, I say go with Adventure Time just because I want to hear your glees and swooning over this game whenever you decide to talk about it. I feel like there's going to be a lot of quotes from this that you're going to say, and we're going to all chuckle just because it's from you. Indeed. So, Adventure Time?
Adventure Time.
Adventure Time.
Adventure Time.
Adventure Time!
It has begun.
It has begun. But unfortunately, we're going to cut it short as we move to Chad. Aw. Hey, Chad, how are you?
Ouch. You sound sad to move to me.
No. I said cutting it short, as in no more Adventure Time. Aw.
Oh, okay.
Not moving to Chad. Aw.
I'm also going to take that as a short joke and be offended.
But, wow. Okay. But you ride the short bus.
One time in middle school, I did ride a short bus. Because there were only, like, 5 kids who needed to come from where I lived. So they put us on a short bus, and that was not good. Because I had mean friends.
Okay, then.
Little story from Chad's life. 3 games that I want to play. I haven't played yet. I want to play The Walking Dead because it's probably awesome, because everything else about The Walking Dead is awesome. So why wouldn't I play it?
Yeah.
I want to play Assassin's Creed 3 because I really want to know how the story ends. I've only played, like, the first level, and it looks awesome. Ubisoft's pretty good about, you know, putting out awesome adventure games. And I want to play a game called Of Orcs and Men. It's released by Cyanide, which is, like, ex-Ubisoft employees developing games. It looks kind of fun. It's only, like, $40. So I think I might download it after this, actually, see what it's all about.
Regardless of what we say, you're still going to download it.
Yeah, probably.
Personally, I think you should go with The Walking Dead. I've heard a lot about it, and personally, I haven't played it yet, but I keep hearing Walking Dead, it's the most amazing thing since sliced bread. So that's my vote. I think you should go Walking Dead. Andrew, Steven, what do you think?
I'm inclined to agree. I've heard a lot of good things about it. That is up there on one of those games that I would consider buying myself. Like, if I was going on getting a console to buy it.
What about you, Andrew?
Well, I know by now that I'm outnumbered, but I'm still going to cast my vote for Of Orcs and Men, because it's the one that I've heard the least about, and I'd be curious to know more about it.
Makes sense. If you do, when you do pick up The Walking Dead, Chad, make sure it goes over Xbox Live. Don't get the CDs, because a lot of people have issued problems about the CDs. It's glitching, not working. So be sure to download each episode.
Okay.
Otherwise, you might cry, and we might feel your rage on the next podcast.
Good to know.
So.
I was thinking about making a run to Walmart after this to grab it, but no, I won't.
Just download it. Just download it. So. But turning, obviously, the attention to me, I have 3 games that I own, and I just kind of, because of, if nobody knows from the podcast, if I haven't mentioned it before, I was a political science history double major, and I had to work on my history thesis, and I picked these games up, thinking I was going to play them as a break, and then Halo 4 came across, and that didn't happen, so I have 3 games sitting on my shelf that I want to play, but I can't pick which one, so... Obviously, one of them is Resident Evil 6. I've heard mixed things about it, and that's why one of the things why it's sitting on my shelf of, do I really want to put this in and cry, or am I going to enjoy some parts of it? I don't know. That's one of them. Second one is the same thing as Chad, though, The Walking Dead. I played the first episode, and I loved the first episode. I just haven't had the time to download or put my attention to the other 4 episodes, and... At the time when they were releasing it through the episodic, I just didn't have time to go back through it. Then my final one is a very, very guilty pleasure of Skylanders Giants. Do not judge. Skylanders is awesome. And I have figures just waiting to be used on there, waiting to put the game in. But I haven't had the time. What sucks when you have to write a 35-page history paper over animals and their impact in Norse mythology. So, yes, it was an interesting topic. Do not judge.
It sounds fascinating.
See, Andrew understands. Come here, Andrew. I'm going to give you a hug.
Yay.
Huggles. So, what do you think I should play, guys?
I'm actually leaning towards Resident Evil 6, just because I don't know anybody personally that's played through it. And like you said, I've been hearing mixed reviews from people like in gaming communities. So I'd much rather actually hear from somebody I know that's played through it and what they think of it.
Yeah. What about you, Chad?
You should play The Walking Dead so I can call you up and be like, I don't know how to get past this part.
Figuring out yourself,
I feel
like
a cheater
man.
When I look up a guide online, but when I ask a friend, it's just like communication. Yeah.
Wow. See, what if I'm the one stuck at the part and I have to call you up and you're stuck at the part? What if we're both?
Then we can cheat together and be the worst gaming community ever.
Yes.
The one who look up guides like together.
Let me guess, as I turn to Andrew, he's going to say, get Skylanders, because I'm going to be an ass, so it's a tie.
I'm going to be an ass in a different way, and I'm going to suggest that you play Resident Evil 6.
Holy crap, he didn't say Skylanders.
Nope, because also I've heard mixed reviews, but more bad reviews of it. So I'm thinking, well... It seems to be one of those games that you either love or hate. So it'll either be a good experience for you, or it'll be funny to see how much you hate it.
So you picked it just to have it more so I don't have to play it and I can hear you bitch about it.
Pretty much.
For those of you who don't know, Josh raging is hilarious. It is possibly the most fun thing I've ever seen. Josh
You're
raging.
A jerk.
It is
such... I've only raged in Halo 4, okay?
That's why we play so much, man.
That's why I said I didn't believe you when you said you got 25. Capcom. Marvel versus Capcom, yeah.
True story.
Steven... Okay, I raged. I raged a little bit. Okay, it's true.
A little bit, right.
A little bit, as in Steven's probably heard me rage more than you have.
It amuses me.
That's why I said fighting games are the worst. Mm-hmm. Just saying. So, before we wrap this one up, was there other games that didn't make your list that you wanted to play, but you'll wait till the price drops, or they're just not in that top three? Like, for me, I do want to play Dishonored at one point, but I'm holding off on it because I'm not a big fan of, like, that type of genre of game. Hence why I don't own any Elder Scrolls or Skyrim. Mm.
I kind of want to play Need for Speed Most Wanted, but I'm not sure how good it's going to be. I've been disappointed by the series before.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what everybody's saying in the future, whether or not it's worth putting money down for.
Yeah. What about you, Steven? Anything at all that looked good?
Besides the three I mentioned, not a whole lot. Not for me, anyhow.
Right.
I'm looking forward to this upcoming quarter, though. So, high hopes.
Yeah. Yeah. This year's going to be big. What about you, Andrew? Anything else?
No, we already mentioned Need for Speed.
Yeah. So, essentially, in that little quarter, it's hard to pick out any that are, like, super, super interesting for just that quarter. I mean, throughout
the year.
There's
no Skyrims.
Right.
In the last quarter that we haven't mentioned.
No, there's not, unfortunately. Well, there was Halo 4, but everybody's played that, so...
Pretty much.
Almost everyone.
Except you, Andrew, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And Steven.
I played it.
You did play it. When did you play it?
We have parties.
Are you the target that runs around trying to...
No, I am an excellent sniper, and that's about it. Don't give me any CCP. No, I will just melt.
Okay, I was going to say, because I wasn't sure. But I know your skills in the original Halo on PC were great, so. With that said, though, let's take a break, and when we come back, we are going to have our one topic of the day, which is cyberbullying and how to deal with gamers online. So stay right here, and we may have some comedy, or we may have some touching stories. So stay right here, as I said. And we're back with our second segment of the podcast. Before we talk about the topic of the day with the cyberbullying and how we deal with it, just got a couple news announcements. On Monday came out, they said Star Wars First Assault, which is going to be a independent FPS on the arcade, if it sells well, they said it will lead to Battlefront 3. So people, go buy that game. We want Battlefront 3 back. Go buy the game. I don't care if you have a system or not. Go buy the game. We want Battlefront 3 back. You don't understand. Because if you attack Hoth, it makes Chad rage.
Yeah, it's true.
You don't understand.
I rage at Star Wars Battlefront 2 still to this
understandable.
Day.
Long story short, there was a time, it was like the first time we all moved in as roommates. Chad's one of my former roommates, so before he got married and, you know, abandoned us all. No, I know, right? But our first weekend, we all decided to play Battlefront, and on a coin flip, I believe, he got one of our roommates, and I got one of mine. And to be a douchebag, my teammate attacked his home world, and we beat his home world, and it went down from there. And I've never seen him ever throw a controller before.
Okay, the stupid Imperial transport is broken, okay? Broken, and my teammate was fail, okay? Terrible. So mad. I almost broke my own system.
Well, your teammate does play on easy, so.
And he plays on easy and cheats. That was not fair. Not fair. He's not a gamer.
No, he's not. He's not.
Just a ginger.
Whoa,
that
okay.
Explains it. There's no morality loss here. It's okay then.
So you made a deal with the devil and you lost, Chad. It's okay. You got a consolation prize with the ginger, right?
I'm still mad.
Hey, don't blame me. That was all Patrick's fault. So going back to the headlines, though, Tuesday they said Halo 4 Castle Map Pack was revealed. It's coming out April 8th. Wednesday, very interesting story that Andrew pointed out on our Facebook page. Nintendo lost a lawsuit to former Sony employee over the 3D technology in the 3DS, and has to ante up about $30 million worth.
Ridiculous.
Whether this will, in a sense, yes, but is it really about the money, or is it about the actual losing the court case of, is Nintendo boldface lying, or are they going to appeal it? To me, I thought of this more of, Nintendo doesn't seem like the one to steal technology, considering how bad the Wii was, so. I could see this still going, so. Regardless, though, Thursday, the Pokemon 3DS with the Pikachu on it was revealed for North America, coming out for $200, or if you go to Target before they're out, for $150. Meaning, translation, Steven and I are going to go be buying some Pikachu 3DS.
You and your Pokemon.
You can't see me, but I'm shaking my head.
No. It's a good thing.
Pikachu, use Thunder. Shock Chad.
Might you. Jesus, sir.
Might you. But anyway, wrapping up these headlines. Friday, PC gamers were revealed to a treat, Left 4 Dead and Resident Evil 6 are going to have a crossover in their multiplayers, in that you'll be able to play Left 4 Dead characters in Resident Evil 6 and vice versa on the PC. Whether it matters or not at this point, because Left 4 Dead's a pretty old game. Same thing with Resident Evil 6 is not old, but it's kind of the damage is done. If the
franchise is pretty old.
Yeah, so it's one of those, was this needed a long time ago or not? So we'll be seeing to it. And then finally Saturday, The Last of Us campaign's length was revealed, and they said it's going to be about 16 to 20 hours long. So looks like we're going to get a lot of bang for our buck with that one, if it's good. So outside of that, we're also going to have a quick Q&A session. And we got two questions this week, and as I roll the dice, as always, be sure to submit questions to us, and we will be sure to answer them as long as we have time to, or if they're very, very interesting. So we got Steven. You get the first question, okay?
Sure.
This is from Tyler Sloan. Why hasn't Square made a great Final Fantasy in years?
I think they're intent on trolling cosplayers at this point, and they've moved beyond storylines, and their whole goal is just to make people regret buying the games and then having to dress up like their favorite characters. I really don't know. That is a good question. I've been wondering that myself, but then I'm a fan of the original Final Fantasy, so maybe I'm not one to talk.
The very, very first one?
The very first one.
Are you saying they should reboot the entire series and just do the first one?
No, please no. No. Like, everything before 9.
Now.
Exactly. Don't ruin much. It's too... let me keep what I have, please.
Okay. Okay. And our second question goes to Andrew.
Oh, hello.
Hello. This is from Tim French. And he asks, why is Gears of War not on the PS3?
That's a very good question. Unfortunately, I wouldn't know the answer I can't know for certain since I only have a PS3, so the Gears of War franchise hasn't been big at all for me. I mean, obviously I've heard the name and all the public stuff for it, but...
I have an answer. The Greek gods love the Xbox and hate the PS3. The Greek gods did it. Because it's Gears of War, not God of War.
Exactly.
It makes no sense. And that's the answer. It makes no sense.
Okay.
I can easily believe that someone did something that makes no sense. I have that little faith in humanity. Especially game producers.
Yeah, and after seeing a website called You Had One Job, or HadOneJob.com, I agree with Andrew. My faith in humanity has died a little bit, too. So, there's no telling why Gears is on 360 and not the PS3. I honestly think it's because it's a shooter. That's why it's on the 360, but you never know. I mean, Epic Games may just like being Epic on the 360 and not Epic on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah. I mean, because I have played other Epic Games titles on the PS3.
Unreal.
Kingdoms of Amalur comes to mind.
Oh, Kingdoms of Amalur. That's a title I have not heard in a long time.
Fun times.
Fun times, so. But yeah, that's all the questions we have this week. So again, be sure to submit to us on our Facebook page at Dead Man's Hand Gaming Core, or just email it to us, or write it in our comment section with our podcast. Regardless, so we're going to go to a quick roundtable topic of the day, and this is about cyberbullying. And I thought this was important because last week, I'll share it to people listening to this podcast, I was cyberbullied, found out a page I was part of had a slam page, and they were really dissing the individuals on it that were more vocal or more opinionated. I mean, this got completely blown up. Chad watched it. He knew what happened. Andrew actually got kicked from that page because for some reason they thought – like, he was me, I guess, and it got substantial. Regardless, the roid rage of this entire thing got dramatic. It got ridiculous. And it made me think this week of, have y'all ever been, like, cyberbullying in a game? Or how do you deal with people, like, messaging you in, like, video games if you get beaten? Or how do you deal with people, like, teabagging you in video games? Do you find it offensive? Do you, like, say, look, you need to stop bugging me? Do you block them? I mean... What's your breaking point, or do you have a breaking point, or even do you even care? I mean, obviously an internet page is completely different than a game, but maybe it's not. maybe there are times that you have got frustrated. I mean, what are you feeling, Steven?
I think I should be the first to speak on this, just because PC gaming, I think, has so much more of this than you would get on a console.
Just not to interject real fast, but so you do admit that it does happen.
Oh, completely. Every single game. Like,
okay.
DDO, not so much because it's a PvE. You don't notice it really in a PvE.
Right.
Like, you get, oh, your character is terrible because they can't solo this. But it's not really like, haha, I beat you, teabag, teabag, teabag. Whereas in a game like League of Legends, even if you are beating someone hands down, they'll still talk trash for no apparent reason, just because they can. And then you leave the game, they'll try adding you as a friend. It's like, 1v1 me, you're scared. No, you just suck, you're not worth the effort. I'm just being honest, like, I'm not saying I don't like you or anything, it's just, you're not worth my time. And it's like, 1v1 me, you won't, and then the names come from there. And eventually you just block them. I actually, Combat Arms, a FPS I played a while back, similar problem. I had someone, I was thrashing him, like a sniper war, and they got so mad. They're like, I'm going to find out where you live and where you work, and I'm going to stalk you. And I'm like, okay. And the best thing they could do is, your name is Steven. Good job. Did you, like, Google my name? Because first off, my gamer tag's Arsant. 95% of the crap you Google that has Arsant attached to it is me. And eventually you will find a page somewhere where it'll have my first name with it. Good job. You just found out my name's Steven. Okay. Grats. Now what? And so eventually you're just like, you either give up caring or you get butt frustrated at other people. And that's kind of a waste of playing a game.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense of what you're saying. I mean, I remember when I was playing Marvel, and this is completely different from me raging, but it's like, when you have a certain strategy or people lose to you, they'll just message you and be like, you're an effing noob, or you don't deserve to play this game, or go die in a fire, noob. I've actually got one of those. I was like, whoa, unnecessary. It's just a game, guys. I mean, it's okay to rage in it, but I feel like that's taking it a step further. But what about you, Andrew?
Well, for me, when I usually encounter someone annoying like that, usually I'm able to just walk away. It happens.
You are better than 99% of most people.
Well, I've seen it a lot, and I feel fortunate that I'm able to recognize when it happens. And what I try to remember is that when it happens, like if I'm playing a game online and I'm beating someone, say in a sniper duel, and they'll start cussing me out over the chat, I'll be thinking, huh, well, you know, they're getting killed a lot. They're probably very frustrated. I might do the same thing. I might complain a little if it kept happening to me. But I probably wouldn't be taking it this far. So I have to realize that what they're feeling is just reflexive. They're not thinking about it. They're not entirely meaning what they say. So if I get worked up about it, I'm getting worked up over nothing. So I just don't do that.
Yeah. Well, what about if they take it too far, though? Is there a point that you've ever had them take it too far, or is it more of you still try to walk away from it?
I still try to walk away from it. If it's absolutely necessary, I block people. If they're too hell-bent on annoying me, or trying to annoy me. Most of the time, I just wind up laughing at people. Because it's like, you're trying so hard to annoy me, and I'm doing practically nothing. I'm just playing a game and having a good time.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. What are you about you, Chad?
Well, when I think about cyberbullying, this is a guy who did something that he's probably not very proud of in high school to other people. I think there's two different kinds. One happens in like random games and like match made games, like we were talking about earlier. You know, League of Legends, you get paired with four random people and you're almost guaranteed to have somebody who doesn't have a very happy life and is going to rage because League of Legends is the only thing they have. And then you have cyberbullying where it's like
people you know. Maybe you've joined a gaming community. Maybe, you know, you're a nerd at school and people decide to take it on Facebook. Any way you look at it, I think we just need to step back and think about why people do that. Like, what about their lives make them so sad that they have to, you know, rage? And I think that, that in the case of, like, you know, playing online on a video game, when you see somebody just, like, flip their lid, you know, they've just lost it. You just have to realize maybe they have a tiny dick. Like, maybe their life sucks. Maybe they have cancer and they're just real pissed. Maybe, like, their grandparents just died. Maybe they just don't have good parents. So, you know, don't rage back. Like, just let it roll off. Know that your life is better than theirs. Then, you know, and you get to walk away knowing that that guy's pissed and you probably just won. Because, you know, nobody plays as well when they're raging. Halo can prove this. Mm. So, and then if it is the other kind where it's people that you know, you know, people who are putting your name on the internet and slamming you, all you got to do is report them, man. Especially if you're in high school listening to this. Just walk into your counselor's office. They'll bring them in. They take it seriously, especially threats. They take it seriously. And I think a lot of people get caught up in the anonymous nature of the internet and don't realize that everything they put out there gets saved. Like, Riot has copies of everything you say in-game. If you threaten to bomb somebody, if you make a racist comment, they have a record. If one of those other 9 people reports you, Riot's going to call the cops. I've heard of it happening. So you just gotta relax. Realize that everything you say on the internet is just like saying it in real life.
Yeah.
I think that
Oh, go ahead.
Being anonymous is a big reason of why it happens so much more online than in real life. Or why it happens so much more in random matchmaking games than with people you know. I mean, and obviously it's worse when it happens if it's somebody you know.
I mean,
Go ahead.
When it's somebody you know, like, for one, it's a lot more personal. Like, it's probably happening online and in real life. But, you know, there are resources out there to help you deal with it. I know Josh had to actually almost take legal action to get this slam page taken down. I know lots of people in high school who had to have Facebook pull down pages and posts that were slandering their names. Facebook's got a legal department. All you got to do is shoot an email, and they'll work with you to make sure that there's nothing on there. You know, you got options. You just have to man up and take them.
Yep. I think when you mentioned the almost taking legal action, it was because when I confronted them about it, they just blatantly called me a liar. And I had to kind of prove and do everything before they had to take it down. And, you know, that was its own little shitstorm of its own. And, you know, I'll be completely honest to you. As I said, I don't care that that happened when they acted that way. But when you think about it, when I thought more of with, like, gaming and stuff, I'm just like, think of it more of as, what's the point where we've just gone down so much that we've gone to, like, cyberbullying into games to make ourselves feel better? Like, we're just not even where our lives suck or we're having issues. It's just we're doing it just to be mean or just to be cruel. Or are we that ignorant that we just don't know any better? I mean, that's the point where I keep wondering of, I just don't understand. That's the part I don't, you know. But,
okay, when I was in high school, if I didn't like somebody, if they pissed me off, if I thought they were flirting with my girlfriend, if they were just different, okay, I was a dick. Like, I would make sure that they did not like me. I'd make sure that my friends did not like them. It was bad. I regret it today, being a jerk to these people. Most of them probably deserved it in their own right, but I still regret my part in it. You know, so it's a maturity thing. You got to realize that a large portion of the online community
is still underaged. You know, a lot of them are not even in their teens. They're just reacting the way they see everybody else act. You know, just start to clean up the internet yourself. Eventually, maybe it'll catch on. Maybe we'll just have to wait until the lights go out and there's no more internet. But just don't contribute.
I've got one for you then. Then what about the people that just, when you confront them about it and be like, you know, we could just chill, be like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to make a scene or anything like that. What if it, I mean, just to, as an example, when I said, you know, we could, in my problem that I had last week from that, I confronted them about and said, you know, just take it down and, you know, nothing bad has to happen. None of this, you know, it's just wrong to happen. What if they just get aggressive at you at it? They know what they're doing wrong, but I don't know how else to put it. They're out calling you the troll back. I mean, what's the point of where you're like, you need to stop? Or even look back at yourself, be like, I don't need to deal with this anymore, or this has gone too far. What about that?
Or I'll
even take it further of, what about the people who are mature and know the actions that they're doing, such as adults? I mean,
I think once your name gets put out there, it takes a whole different dimension. When I'm playing League of Legends, my gamer tag is Snarglefargan. Okay?
Okay, off topic. That's an awesome name.
It is. It is the name I make when I'm losing. You know, it's like a combination of noises. So it's pretty awesome. I get comments on it a lot, actually. Okay, on topic. When your name gets hauled into it, like, nobody playing League of Legends with me will probably ever know what I look like. They'll never know my name. They can't put on the internet that, you know, Chad's a jerk and you should never trust him. He stole stuff from me, even though I've never met them. But, you know, once they get your name, you know, once they actually know who you are, you have to take it a little bit more seriously, because you have to realize that when you try to go get a job next year, they're probably going to Google you. And if it comes up that you're a thief and somebody's claiming to be a past employer and that you stole $1,000 from them just because you're a pothead, then, you know, they're going to have to be like, what's true on the internet, what's not? They're probably not going to want to take the risk. When your name gets dragged into it, that's when you don't walk away. That's when you go, hey, Facebook, I need this taken down. Hey, Blogspot, I need this taken down. Hey, Instagram, I didn't say that they could take that picture of me. Like, these companies don't want to get sued either. Like, they'll work with you. So you can get these people banned from these websites for being, you know, bullies. So when your name's out there, when your picture's out there, definitely do something. When it's just your gamer tag, you can always start a new account. Like, you can just leave that behind. I can be Blargelfargan instead of Snarglefargan. Like, it's just not worth it.
Makes sense. And now everybody's going to find you on League of Legends and be like, Snarglefargan, let's party up.
1v1! 1v1, dude! Come on! You're not even that good!
Exactly.
Come at me, bro!
Don't even lift! I lift 400!
Do you even lift?
I will wreck you!
I'm like, do you care? Like, what? Why? Why do you even care if I lift? Do you lift? You're like 12. You shouldn't be lifting. You should be, like, playing with sticks or something. I don't know.
I lift 400, bro.
I lift over 9,000. What y'all talking about?
Power levels over 9,000.
Over 9,000! Which is obviously Steven's power level, just saying. Don't tell anybody. He didn't want that out. But let's wrap this one up. Anything else on cyberbullying, how to deal with it? Anything at all? If not, I'll just cut to our break and we can come back.
I really think we just need, like, we were kind of all going around in the dark here. Really, the main thing is, if it's just online anonymous, blow it off. Once it starts getting personal, then you need to take action. And that's really all there is to it. Just,
makes
it's
sense.
The internet, be careful.
Yeah, makes sense,
Another remark I just want to throw in here is that don't get dragged into it too much. It's like, don't take it too personally, especially if it's anonymous.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people are just trying to get another angry reaction from you because they're feeling angry. They think, oh, everyone, I am angry. Everyone else should be angry with me. Let's all be angry. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, don't make a scene.
No, like, we're not going to do that.
You don't want to be national news. Like, you don't want your picture on the news being like, this student got cyberbullied. Like, try to take care of it as quietly as possible.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody wants to be an eme.
Nobody wants to be, this is true. Nobody wants to be a mean. So, we're going to take our final break right here. And when we come back, we're just going to have closing thoughts, wrap it up, and talk about the next podcast. So, stay tuned. From our final break of the After Dark podcast. As mentioned today, we talked about our winter wrap-up, getting all the games that we want to play, so can't wait to look forward for that, and have our little topic about cyberbullying. Besides that, though, we'll have a topic next week on the week of March 24th, where we're actually going to be talking about our first convention. It's going to be PAX East. And outside of that, as I revealed throughout the month that we were going to have just new things on our podcast, every last podcast of the month, unless we have to, is just going to be a free-for-all. There's not going to be any topics. It's just going to be casual conversation, and we're all just going to enjoy it, sit back, laugh, be friends, all that. So,
yay,
any
friendship.
Power of friendship.
Woo.
So, any closing thoughts, anything at all from any of y'all? I feel a thought coming from Andrew.
Don't be a dick online.
That's a good moral.
Truth. Preach.
What? I'm feeling now a preaching from Chad. Chad, what is this preach?
I just want to, you know, put a shameless plug in for Dead Man Tan Gaming. Because especially Andrew, he posts a lot of cool articles and stuff on there that I read, that I gain knowledge from. So if you want knowledge about video games and other stuff, you know, come in. Like the page, add yourself, get us on your news feed, make your Facebook a little better, watch it at work, that kind of stuff.
Yep. Nice little shameless plug-in. And, of course, without our shameless plug-in, we have to include Elijah. Be sure to visit Sizzling Papaya Gaming. I still don't know what a sizzling papaya is, but regardless, he still has the awesome...
It is a fruit that is being well-cooked.
Yeah.
Sizzling.
Mm-hmm. What's a papaya?
Sweet.
Yeah, you know, like, have you ever grilled pineapple?
like a pineapple, yeah. Yeah.
While
he's Googling this, be sure to visit his page. He took a little break because he's been sick lately, hence why now Chad's on with us, because we don't know how long his cold's going to be or anything like that.
He died.
So, no. Well, actually, he is the ghost of our group, so he might have died.
Aw.
I know, right? Regardless, though, be sure to visit his page. He's throwing new wrestling vids up all the time. And as Chad mentioned, be sure to visit our Facebook page, Dead Man's Hand Gaming Core. We try to post, like, a couple articles a day. We're still coming up. We're still under construction. And we'd just love y'all to join. We already have about 12, 13 new members on that page, and they all enjoy it. So be sure to visit it. And be sure to post on it. We always want to hear what our listeners think. Question wise, or just be like, hey, this article is interesting, or who wants to get on to game. So, outside of that, be sure to always play 90% of your games. As we've always mentioned, that a lot of games coming out lately, and a lot of games just don't get a lot of love. So, be sure to play through all your games so you get all that $60 worth rather than $10 or $15 worth.
Go for 100%.
Go for 100% if you can. I say 90% because that's still an A.
Go all the way.
Apparently, there. Get 90 to 100%. Always try to finish your games.
Do it.
You know you want to.
I'm going to stay quiet because I'm the worst at finishing my games. The worst.
The worst. Sad day, dude. Sad day. But
I'm terrible.
Regardless, this has been another episode of After Dark Gaming Podcast. I'm Josh. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.